An admission about the border. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. In a congressional hearing on border security yesterday, during an exchange between House Homeland Security Chairman Mark Green and Raul Ortiz, the chief of the U.S. Border Patrol.
Does DHS have operational control of our entire border?
No, sir.
Chief Ortiz told the lawmakers that migrant flows in some areas is a crisis and said there have been nearly 400,000 known gotaways this year. No committee Democrats attended the hearing, calling it political theater. Federal transportation safety regulators told an FAA safety summit yesterday the country's aviation systems are safe, but the leader of the union representing air traffic controllers warned staffing shortages in control towers could change that. The safety summit follows several near collisions at some major U.S. airports. Senate Majority Leader Schumer calling for a thorough safety investigation of several U.S. freight railroads in the wake of the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
Right now, local communities are only notified of hazardous trains coming through if they have a certain number of cars or a specific type of hazardous substance. Is that too narrow? Can we expand this to give more transparency? I need answers. We all need answers.
A train carrying hazardous chemicals has derailed near Arizona's California border. Crews on the scene say it's not leaking. California's Governor Newsom yesterday toured some areas hard hit by recent storms and said he'd asked President Biden for disaster relief money.
The goal is a major disaster so we get this direct assistance to small businesses, individuals, but we recognize we've got to meet the threshold. And we're in the process of assessing that.
California has been hit by 11 major storms this winter, which have helped to ease the drought conditions for much of the state. In fact, some mandatory water restrictions in Southern California have now been lifted. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The Senate Banking Committee holds a hearing today on the failures of the Silicon Valley and Signature Banks. Wrapping up his Western States visit yesterday, the president spoke of other things.
In Las Vegas, President Biden talked tax increases to save Social Security and Medicare as bank stocks in the U.S. and Europe tumbled. The global financial system rippling from collapses of Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank last week. Biden's Treasury Department plans to make insured and uninsured depositors whole, including those holding more than the $250,000 threshold for FDIC insurance, the move prompting pushback in Washington. Some sought to pin blame for the root cause on Biden's spending, others taking the fallout as a warning sign.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich, the Swiss government is reportedly looking for ways to stabilize Credit Suisse Bank, shares in which have dropped sharply. Congressman Jody Arrington, who chairs the House Budget Committee, is calling for a constitutional convention of the states to address the growing U.S. debt. The Biden administration appears to be moving closer to a nationwide ban on the TikTok app, reportedly telling ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns it, to sell the app or face a ban. Critics say the Chinese Communist Party uses TikTok to mine data from American users. The play-in game's done. The NCAA basketball tournament tips off in a few hours.
16 showdowns await, starting shortly after noon Eastern time in the south region of the bracket, with 8 seed Maryland taking on 9 seed West Virginia. The top seed overall in the men's tournament, Alabama, Alabama takes on first four winner Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Fellow one seed Houston will take on Northern Kentucky later this evening. And reigning champs and one seed Kansas will begin their repeat bid today when they take on 16 seed Howard. Howard in the bracket for the first time since 1992. Furman, which takes on Virginia today in the tournament for the first time since 1980. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.